Okay, and how about letting adults eat what they want? Here we go, the other end of the dining spectrum, trans fats or no trans fats. Mary Rose Madden of member station WYPR Baltimore says some people cannot resist a nutritional splurge.
Baltimore's Fells Point is not for angels. It's a neighborhood with more biker bars and dance clubs than classy restaurants.
Let me get that pie right there. Yeah, yeah, that's me.
Out of all the pizza joints in Fells Point, only one can claim to have invented the deep-fried cheesesteak. That's right, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, someone deep-fried the cheesesteak. The creator of the sub and owner of Hot Tomatoes is Mark Dayton.
People go through phases. I have people that, when they get on a kick with them, they'll be in every night for a week. And then I won't see them for like a month.
Are you worried about them?
No, they're around. I see them, but they'll stay off it for a while.
Dayton is a Boston native who came to Baltimore with a dream. He always wanted to own a pizza place. And when he turned 40, he made it happen here. Soon after, he found a way to make his dream sub. The idea has severely caught on.
I had one guy around the corner that would buy four or five because he'd say, well, you know, what if he's not making them for a night? You know, I gotta have them in the fridge just in case.
For a kitchen, Hot Tomatoes has just the essentials for a pizza joint. Four deep, thin slate ovens and a deep fryer. The only menu is hidden in the back.
How you doing, man?
Good. Three slices of cheese. No
problem. But the cheesesteak isn't even on the menu. It's just something you hear about. On this Friday night in Fells Point, some people have called in their fried cheesesteak orders earlier in the week, while others have just discovered.
Deep-fried cheesesteak. Is it good?
After a few minutes, Whitney Weber's sub arrives.
You know, it's probably more food than I should be eating, and I assume it's way more saturated fat. But it tastes so good, I'm heartily impressed.
Weber's a regular at Hot Tomatoes. He hangs around the pizza shop all the time. But he'd never seen the greasy subs. They're like Fells Point's best-kept secret.
It's $2.25. Thanks. No problem, dude. Enjoy yourself.
In between taking orders, Thaddeus Mack, Dayton's top employee, stirs up 10 pounds of shaved steak.
It's almost there. Almost fully cooked. Then, put it up over here. Drain all the grease down to one side of the pan. Empty it into a container, then start making cheese sticks.
When it's ready, Max scoops up the greasy meat along with cheese and onions and lays it on the pizza dough. He rolls it up and drops the bundles into hot oil. Though Hot Tomatoes uses oils without trans fats, owner Mark Dayton says when it comes to the deep-fried cheesesteak, people know they're eating something they probably shouldn't.
You know exactly that it's bad for you. You know you should be eating a salad, but you want a cheesesteak.
Maybe it's a good thing they don't make them every night. For NPR News, I'm Mary Rose Madden in Fells Point, Baltimore.